Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, the news is just, it's amazing. This, you know, we have so many different sources of news coming in today. You can't, it just, it news finds you.
Even can't get from.
Yeah, I know. But make sure, you know, I want to talk about the top five stories on the VFNTV blog. And that's our good news, you know, that we have. And we always talk about the top five. What is the top five? And, you know, over almost 9,000 viewers are coming in and listening and reading and everything we're offering out there. And we're excited about that. But the top five today on the VFNTV blog, and you can get to it at VFNTV.com, is the first one is, which I'm really glad about this, because we're getting, the whole point is we want to get educated. We want to learn, you know, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And so we just need to get knowledge. But with knowledge, we need wisdom. How do we apply that knowledge? Mm-hmm. Not just to know something. And the number one on the VFNTV blog today is Islam transforming through migration and immigration. Mm-hmm. And you got to see that, because it'll show the numbers, it'll show the birth rate, you know, compared to the American birth rate, the European birth rate, and the Muslim birth rate, and how just through birthing and migration alone, choosing to have a child instead of abort a child,
right,
choosing to get married and have children and raise them instead of living for oneself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're choosing to do for Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? What will we do for Jesus? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you can find out about that and realize, you know, if the church just rises up and just begins to go back to what God says about family, repent from all of our sins and things that we have done, realize that if we don't stop now, because America's like right on the edge of the birth rate that required that you have to maintain over a 25-year period to be able to sustain a population.
All right.
And we're just about to click under that. If we click under that, you can't sustain it. We'll no longer be America itself. The culture itself will not be. And you see what's happening right now with all the different things. So second one is, you know, where to start with transformation. That was number one yesterday. It's number two today. Praise God, it's still up there. Listen, there's hope no matter where you are, no matter what expression you're in. Realize you answer to God alone. So do what you got to do. Do your own homework. Verify everything that we say and other people say with the Bible, the Word of God, and spend time abiding. There is a story on the VFNTV blog about where to start with transformation. It'll give you the tools that you need to start with you and work your way out. And no matter what gathering you're at of believers that you gather with as a family, you can be the epicenter, the one that God looks for, because he looks for just one to stand in the gap and to begin to be personally transformed and help others be transformed in hearing the voice of God. The third one is racism. You know, the question is there racism still in the church? And it's with Derek talking about his encounters there, and you got to hear it. We talked a lot about it yesterday in the top five. You can hear that as well again. But basically, you know, you got to hear it, because we got to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't deal with this, and it can't be dealt with in that format, the traditional format that we've grown into is strangers coming together. It's like Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook people say, you know, hey, I got 100 friends, I got 500 friends, but they don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They just friended each other.
Right.
And so if you had to ask them something about them, they would have had to go read your post or something, because they don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the traditional expression today, I mean, strangers sit by each other. They friended each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you ask them, say, oh, yeah, yeah. And then you ask them like three questions like, what is your pastor's name? I'm serious.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're stuck. They're stuck. You know, who do you sit by? What do you mean sit by? I just go.
Yeah.
You know, and or, you know, tell me something about the people, their lives. And it's not that everybody's not Christians. It's not that everybody's not believers. It's like, it ain't working.
Uh-huh.
That if somebody will call the police on a brother, uh-huh, somebody will call the police on a brother in the Lord, a sister will call on a brother in the Lord because she doesn't know him. It just ain't working. Uh-huh. You know, she and Derek should have eaten together. They should have spent time together. And she would have fallen in love with Derek like we fallen in love with Derek. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not working. When they're calling the police on their brother, it's not working. And you got to hear that. That's number three. Number four is an explanation of America and Islam. It's an explanation of America and Islam. These are the titles of it, so you can find them. And the Muslim Brotherhood. It's a simple whiteboard drawing of how, telling you how it all came to pass and why they're wanting a caliphate, why they're wanting to do what they're doing, and why they're anti-colonials. And it's not these other things that are going on, but it's anti colonialism, where they want to go back to where it was prior to Great Britain and America. And so it'll explain that to you. And he does say one thing on there at the end of his video, and this is we're just sharing other people's information with that aspect of it. So that's not we didn't draw that. But he says on the end, I don't agree with what, you know, they said that they're playing the president for a fool. And even if they are, you know, we wouldn't say that. But that's what's said on there, just to let you know that we're not in agreement with that particular statement, because we want to honor our president and what's going on. And the last one, number five, is Drew Brees.
All right.
Is that not cool?
Cool.
You got to find out. You can hear Drew Brees' testimony and Jeremy Lin's testimony between the two of them, $125 million.
Wow.
I mean, they honored God.
That's right.
And God honored them. Is that not cool?
Amen.
That is cool. So cool. $125 million. Five-year contract for Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his personal testimony on there. Jeremy's got his personal testimony. The New York lost him. Man, I can't believe that they gave up Jeremy Lin, you know.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. You know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But Houston, look what you're getting, Jeremy Lin. So I will be coming down and staying with you guys and watching Jeremy Lin play. I was going to be so cool to be able to score some tickets now before the price goes up,
because
they're going to have to pay that $25 million to him. Can you imagine $25 million?
Wow.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.